My name's Ford Baldwin. I'm from Arkansas. I don't know whether I have a position or not. I'm just a partner with my wife in Practical Weed Consultants, LLC, right now.
You have been talking to people about your views of the future of weed control. You have some fairly dire predictions, dire forecasts for weed management in the future. What would you, how would you characterize that?
Well, I don't know. I know we're using up technologies one at a time. I know our last new herbicide mode of action is over 30 years old. You know, Roundup has failed. We propped it up with a PPO inhibiting herbicides, and they're failing. Liberty Link has been a good system, but we've been forced to overuse it in some scenarios, and we need new technologies, and we need several new technologies, not just one. And the next new technology that's been introduced in the Mid-South has been the Xtend technology, and our experiences with it the last 2 years, from an ability to keep the herbicide on target and not damage other things, has not been real good. And unfortunately, right now, what we're seeing where I live is it's basically boiling down to it being an all or nothing technology. And we have about a 50-50 mix of farmers that like it, they want to use it, and it's controlling weeds, and I get all of that. But then we have the other 50% that really don't want to use it. They're happy with their Roundups, or they're happy with their Liberty Links, or they're growing non-GMOs, or they're looking forward to some of these new technologies like Balanced GT or Enlist that we've been talking about here. And right now, it doesn't look like those technologies can coexist with the Xtend technology. So it's just a real dilemma, and it's one that's frustrating weed scientists tremendously.
Tell me what the difference is between the weed management experiences that have been in the Mid-South, the South and Mid-South, to what they are in the upper Midwest, and what can farmers look forward to in the upper Midwest as far as weed management is concerned?
Well, it seems like bad things happen to us in the Mid-South for whatever reason before they tend to happen up here. We got into the Palmer amaranth situation, which it's a much more competitive amarantha species than water hemp, you know, that you guys have been dealing with up here. But then I think because of that has pushed the introduction of the Xtend technology maybe a little bit faster than in hindsight might should have been done. I think a more gentle introduction to that technology could have had a lot of advantages, but that didn't happen. So, you know, last year a lot of people planted the Xtend seed without a herbicide label. But the people use the herbicide illegally anyway because they didn't have any choice. But if they wanted to control the weeds once they planted that technology. So we had a lot of beans, a lot of soybeans and other crops get damaged last year. So a lot of those folks planted Xtend this year, a lot of it out of self-defense. And I'm not being critical of the technology at all, but then almost we did an almost wholesale switch also in cotton, from a Roundup Liberty stack to the Xtend, which in cotton that you've got Roundup Liberty and dicamba tolerance there. And so because of that, we've sprayed much larger acreages in given areas with dicamba this year than I think anybody else in any other part of the country has. So we've had more opportunity to load the air with more of it. I mean, the more you spray, if any of it is getting off target, then the more of it is going to get off target. So I think we're kind of leading the pack there. We just simply are spraying more of it than anyone else right now. As you move into the Midwest, depending on where the market goes, I mean, if it goes to more Xtend versus other technologies, then you're going to be spraying higher percentages up here as well. And my prediction would be if that happens, you're going to see the same thing that we've had. You're going to see even more off-target issues. And there's off-target issues in the Midwest now with dicamba, but I think you'll see those go up tremendously in 2018 versus 2017, just based on what I've seen at home.
What do you think the answer is?
I don't know what the answer is. I wake up every morning wondering what the answer is. I know the answer is not to just go down the road like we're going now, because this thing's getting outside of agriculture. I mean, we're not just affecting other people's non-extend soybeans. I mean, we're affecting horticulture crops, other agronomic crops, homeowners, trees, those kinds of things. And I don't think we can just barge off down that path and keep going like we're going now. I mean, I wake up every morning feeling like I'm seeing agriculture being destroyed right before my own eyes, and I'm thinking, somebody's got to stop this. I mean, it's apparently the companies are not going to stop it. It's kind of becoming apparently EPA is not going to stop it, at least before the end of the two-year registration period at the end of 2018. But I wish I knew where the answer is, because the weed science community in general doesn't have any answers. I mean, we're just sitting here looking at this thing. Everybody feels helpless. I don't care what weed scientist you go to that talk to, they just say it's a helpless feeling watching this happen. And I don't know where the end point is, but it's got to happen. We can't continue down this road. I personally think that the in-crop use of dicamba is going to have to be stopped. And go back to the drawing board. That doesn't mean the extend technology's got to be stopped, but I think that the in-crop use of dicamba, and just this one weed scientist opinion, based on what I've dealt with the last 2 years, it can't continue. It's got to be stopped.
What is your take on the different stop use orders that have been given, Arkansas, Tennessee, Missouri?
Arkansas chose to stop the use of dicamba, period, and what that went into effect now, I think about a week ago today. We were pretty much through spraying, but we almost approaching 700 complaints now, and depending on who you talk to, somewhere between probably 750,000 and 1 million acres of soybeans alone being affected. Look at Mississippi, I think they're at about 350,000 acres. Tennessee's saying about 400,000 acres. Missouri initially stopped it. The same day Arkansas stopped it, Missouri stopped it. But then they backed up and said that was a temporary, and they put a state local need label into effect that did some things like only spraying during certain hours of the day to try to avoid inversions. I think they're looking at inversions all wrong, but that's okay. At least they're trying to do something. And people are going to have to, I don't know, do some paperwork in advance notice and report the applications and those kind of things. And if that will help, I'm all about it. Tennessee did something similar to that, but they did it from the beginning. They didn't stop it and then back up and reconsider and redo it like Missouri did. But I think the Tennessee, it has some similarities, but they put a stop use at first bloom in cotton, which was now at the time. So they stopped the use of dicamba and spraying in cotton, but they didn't stop it in soybeans. And I don't know what they're thinking there was. I wasn't involved in that, but that's sort of some of the differences. But at least in Tennessee, and in Missouri, you can use it under certain conditions in certain crops, whereas in Arkansas, legally, it can't be applied now. And that is in effect for 120 days, and obviously there'll be a lot of meetings this fall trying to determine, is there a path forward for any spraying of dicamba in the state of Arkansas in 2018?